Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson for this evening's Christmas Eve service recounts the appearance of the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream, as he found the Blessed Virgin Mary, to whom he was betrothed, was with child. And of course, the circumstances were quite questionable. They were still in the year of betrothal or engagement that preceded the actual marriage ceremony and the physical union, and yet here is Mary, pregnant. Joseph, not wishing to add to the scandal, decides the best thing to do is to divorce her discreetly, avoiding any public embarrassment. The situation, in his mind, is compromised. It is wrong. It is fraught with questions and little, if any, answers. It makes no sense, and Joseph risks his reputation and whatever small fortune he has. He risks his life to remain entangled with this woman and this child. Who knows what sorrow or loss it could bring? Joseph's uncertainty and the lack of satisfying alternatives or explanations leaves him with only one choice. He must abandon this woman and the child. This would be the safest and surest bet, the wisest course of action, the one that would preserve his life. And that would be the case were this just another ordinary birth. I would agree. I certainly couldn't fault Joseph's thinking. Why remain involved with Mary and this child newly begotten in her womb? Who can foretell the trouble that it will bring? And when human reason is what we are shut up to, when it is our only calculation, this is how we act. It is how all of us act. Without the illumination and the light of God, we are left to our own devices and our own wisdom. But this, as we know, is not an ordinary case. And Joseph is soon told and has revealed to him this fact. Beset by fears and in turmoil about how wrong all of this probably is and the disaster that awaits him if he remains a part of it, Joseph falls asleep. That's a good plan. Whenever trouble besets you and worries afflict your mind, just go to sleep. And during that night's slumber, an angel appears to him in a dream with a message. Fear not. Do not be afraid. The voice from heaven speaks and bids him not to be troubled, not to be disturbed, not to be anxious, not to be frightened. Set aside, Joseph, all of your judgments and believe the good news concerning this child. He is not a sign of doom or disaster, but God's promise of salvation is being fulfilled. God is providing a deliverer. The angel explains that this is no ordinary life in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, but it is the very Son of God conceived in her by the Holy Spirit. The Son of God who has come into the world with the certainty from God, not of disaster, but of salvation. I was asked by somebody recently about the afterlife. What if it was not true? What if somebody made it all up? How do we know for sure? The question reflects the same human apprehension and fear that Joseph experienced and that at times is cast up into all of our minds. My answer was not to provide some argument or proof from human reason, a philosophical discourse, a logical syllogism. Rather, I reminded the person that ultimately our faith as Christians is in Jesus Christ, this man. He is the living truth. He is the certainty of God, of salvation, and of all things, for us the certainty of deliverance and forgiveness of all sin, the certainty of escape from death, the certainty of an absolution that removes from us in the sight of God all of our guilt, all punishment and penalty for sin, that removes all doubt and all darkness. Human reason may steer us wrong, and so often does. How often can we look back and see that we were mistaken in our judgments about things? Science is no better, as it is no greater a foundation than what we can build for ourselves. And it even becomes an idol, and a poor and spiritless idol at that. No, what we have in Jesus is someone who does not lie or deceive, someone who does not fail us in any way. We put all of our eggs in this basket. There is no hedging our bets. It is all or nothing because we believe in this man, Jesus. Not an argument, but a living witness in the flesh and blood of this man who is the Son of God, conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, who was born, lived, and died, and rose again, ascended to the right hand of the Father. He is the truth for each and every one of us, the Redeemer of the whole world. This is exactly what His name prophesies. Jesus, Jehovah saves. This is why He is called Emmanuel, God with us. God can only be with us who are sinful by nature, if He becomes one with us. Only if He becomes Jesus can there be an Emmanuel. Only if God partakes of our life and involves Himself in the scandal of our sin can we be involved in the glory of His righteousness. Joseph's fear that somehow being entangled with this woman will mean disaster or doom for him. Well, it's silly. It's quite the opposite. To be involved with Jesus means to be involved with eternal life, with the hope of the resurrection, with communion with God. But it's quite the opposite for Jesus. For Him to be involved with Joseph, or this woman, or you, or me, means damnation for Him. It means He must die and bear our guilt and suffer under the wrath of God. But He does not recoil or wince at the prospect. Jesus will save us from our sins. What sins this evening do you need saved from? Which ones have plagued you and troubled you? Which ones have you seemed unable to overcome? These are the ones He has come to save you from. The ones for which you have no excuse. These are the ones that He wishes to wipe clean away so that you may stand with a good conscience before God by His blood. He delivers us from sin and from all its terrible and baneful effects and tells us, do not be afraid. This child is the Son of God who has come to be your Savior. He redeems you to God and sanctifies your life. As you wrestle with doubt or fear or uncertainty, or are weighed down with trouble and regret, remorse, perhaps you find your mind clouded by a very bleak future or a very dark past or a very shaky present. The good news of Jesus is for you not to fear, to believe in Him, that He is there for you. Do not believe in yourself, in your own reasonings, your own mind, your own wisdom and intelligence and genius, your own judgment, your own power. No, believe and trust in Jesus and do not be afraid, for He will do you no harm. He will only give to you the forgiveness of sins. By His death and resurrection, He has won this for you, for all people, and reconciled you to God. Friends, brothers and sisters, on this Christmas Eve, I urge you to believe in Jesus Christ and to fear not. May God the Holy Spirit bear His sacred witness and seal to our hearts these words.